Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for August 17th, 2007. This week, we're going to tell you about the origins of some uniquely human traits, and we'll answer a listener's question about how produce loses its nutritional value over time. But first, Suzanne Bard investigates how fake pills can treat real illnesses, but only for some of us.
Some patients get powerful pain relief from a sugar pill if they're told it's real medicine. It's called the placebo effect, and scientists have long puzzled over what causes it and why it helps some people more than others. Now, University of Michigan neuroscientist John Carr Subieta and his colleagues have found that people who get the most pain relief from placebos also show increased activity in a tiny region of the brain called the nucleus accumbens.
So basically, what this was telling us is that placebo activates dopamine and that the magnitude of activation in this particular brain region predicted how well the placebo was going to work in these individuals.
Subieta also found that the same people who had the most dopamine activity were also the ones who expected their pain to improve.
The more the expectation, you also get more relief. So if there is no expectation, there is no relief.
But if you think you can simply will yourself to a cure with a placebo, you might be surprised.
Under the same conditions, everything being equal, each person has their own particular level of response.
Subieta says he doesn't know why some people have more dopamine activity in the nucleus accumbens and therefore respond better to placebos, but he thinks genetics may play a role.
Thanks, Suzanne. Did dinosaurs rocket to success or claw their way to the top? In the past, fossil records have shown little overlap between true dinosaurs and their predecessors called dinosauromorphs. Scientists suspected that the dinosaurs either made short work of their competition or filled a void after a mass extinction. But now, at a site in New Mexico, University of California at Berkeley paleontologist Randall Ermus and his colleagues have found fossils of both dinosauromorphs and true dinosaurs.
They were coexisting for 15 to 20 million years, and this suggests that the rise of dinosaurs was fairly gradual rather than rapid.
Their report also cites earlier finds that have recently been reevaluated and now support the idea that dinosaurs took over the world at a more leisurely pace. Next, Justin Warner catches us up on the latest developments in artificial intelligence.
It only took 18 years and hundreds of computers, but a team of scientists has finally solved the game of checkers. It's by far the most complicated game ever solved. But what does that mean?
What we've now built is a computer program that will never lose.
That's computer scientist and team leader Jonathan Schaefer of the University of Alberta in Canada. His program's called Chinook, and you can play it online. Just Google Checkers Champion. But be warned, you can't outsmart it.
For example, if the computer makes the first move of the game, you have 7 different moves. And for each one of those 7 moves, the computer has a response ready.
If you play flawlessly yourself, the game will end in a draw. Otherwise, the computer wins outright. Although it's a much simpler game than chess, solving checkers wasn't easy. Checkers still has about 500 billion billion possible board positions. In order to crunch those numbers in less than his lifetime, Schaefer's team developed an algorithm that disregards irrelevant or redundant strategies.
Let's say you make a really dumb move. Now it's the computer's turn to move, and it's got 10 different moves to choose from. And let's say it does an analysis, and the first move it proves is a win. Well, once it's done that, there's no point in looking at moves 2 through 10, because we got the win. We can't do any better.
Schaefer says his algorithm could help other artificial intelligence programs sift through reams of data, like the human genetic code, or find optimal strategies for complicated projects, like the building of a skyscraper or even a space shuttle.
Thanks, Justin. Researchers are gaining insights into the most human of traits, walking and talking. In one study, scientists had chimpanzees walk on a treadmill using both their normal knuckle walk and an upright gait. They found that while knuckle walking was the most energy efficient for most of the chimps, two of them actually did just as well walking upright. These chimps had hips and hind limbs more like those of some early humans. The scientists speculate that when climate change forced early hominids to walk further to find food, those who could walk upright had an advantage that got passed down to us. Duke scientists have discovered music hidden in speech. Every human sound is made up of several notes combined. The researchers found that the spaces between these notes mirror the scales used in music. That could be why music sounds so compelling. Next, Suzanne's here to answer a listener's question.
Listener Lori Schneider of Quincy, Massachusetts, wrote to ask whether fruits and vegetables lose their nutritional value if they're stored too long. We turn to dietitian Susan Moores of the American Dietetic Association. She says heat, light, air, and humidity all sap the nutrients out of produce.
Vitamin C and vitamin B, the various vitamin Bs, those nutrients are water-soluble nutrients. And so when in contact with excess moisture or air, they essentially evaporate from food.
She says other vitamins such as A, D, and E hold up longer. She suggests keeping your fridge at or below 40 degrees and eating fruits and veggies within 6 days. And if your diet is lacking in science, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT with your science question. If we use it, you'll win a free science update mug.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's all for this week. Next week, we'll find out if humans can receive blood transfusions from apes, and we'll meet a computer with a sense of humor. In the meantime, check out the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition, which brings you a one-minute story about science every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it at scienceupdate.com or at iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.